Chazal assers on Shabbos Mekchomemker. To sell and buy is an Isser Derabonon. And the reason brought a Masech Tazbeah, why is it Asser? Either we're learning now the Simon, the Simon of Adaber Dober, and Mimtsoy Chavtsachad is an Isser Mekchomemker, or the Isser's Gzeira that you're going to come to write. Chazal extended the Isser of Mekach u'Memker. Not only are you not allowed to sell and buy on Shabbos, but you're also not allowed to do something that's going to bring you income. Schar Shabbos. To say you're not selling somebody the item. We'll go through a couple of examples before we even start the shiur, just to bring it out. But not that you're selling somebody something. It's yours. You're renting him the item. You're giving him the item. You're giving him a service and you're getting money. That's Schar Shabbos. You're gaining money. You're gaining money on Shabbos is also Aser. And it's Aser Atu Mekach u'Memker. Rashi brings it that's what we're learning now in Simon Shin Vav. Rashi brings in Ksuba Samachtal Ramar Aleph that the Isser is the Isser Otu Mekach u'Memker. Are you going to ask me, Mekach u'Memker is also only Midrabanon? L'chor it's a Gzeira L'Gzeira. The Torah says it's Kula Chod Gzeira, meaning to say is they made one big Gzeira. Of course, they made it Otu Mekach u'Memker, but it's one big Gzeira. You find it also, Gabi Hegdish is also Aser Otu Mekach u'Memker. It's Kula Chod Gzeira. Schar Shabbos, just to go through a couple of examples, then we'll try to see Mutter, Aser, that Terim. Schar Shabbos would be if, let's say, you rent out a room, a hotel room, an apartment. If you rent it out for Shabbos, that's Schar Shabbos. You're renting it to the person, it's yours. You're getting money for renting the apartment. You have money in the bank. The money's sitting in the bank, and for every day that it's in the bank, you get interest. That is Schar Shabbos. It's your money. You're letting somebody use your money, and for that, you're getting interest. That is Schar Shabbos. We're going to go through to see, Be'ez Hashem, each item. Even though it's Schar Shabbos to our Heterim, babysitting. Yeah, you have a simcha. Whether you go somewhere else, you're home, and you have somebody babysitting your children on Shabbos, and you want to pay the babysitter, that would be Schar Shabbos. A car rental. You have a car renting company, and you rent out the car. We'll soon see about the Schar Shabbos is Aser, even for a guy. Even meaning to say is, the guy is benefiting from your service, and he's giving you money. It's also Aser. You're not allowed to take Schar Shabbos, even if it's from a goy. Another example, many mikvahs charge for using the mikvah on Shabbos. That also be'etzim is Schar Shabbos. You have a mikvah, you're letting somebody use your mikvah, and you charge. Mikvahs right, for Shabbos, these are charge. Some mikvahs right, if you're from out of town, then you don't have to, but they charge. You have somebody that runs a pirchei, the benos leaders, you pay them. That would be Schar Shabbos. Sure, many more examples we'll go through Be'ez Hashem as much as we can cover tonight, Be'ez Hashem. So the issa is the issa to take Schar Shabbos. You're not allowed to take the money. The issa is also to give, but this is to take. Atke dekach, that is the issa to take. The person doesn't even have in dinin choshe mishpat and shibura by offsprings. You don't even have to give the money. And as we mentioned just before, the iser is an iser even from a goy. You're not allowed to take schar Shabbos even from a goy. So we went through a lot of examples to bring out schar Shabbos. We're not speaking about mekach u'memker bechalal tonight. That's not our medubber. That's not what we're learning now. Mekach u'memker. Mekach u'memker is a separate idea. A person has his website open on Shabbos and it's selling. That's Mekach u'Memker. But we're not talking about selling anything. We're talking about you're providing a service, and by you providing a service, you're getting money. That's called Schar Shabbos. Schar Shabbos is awesome at the Rabbanah. However, there are heterim on Schar Shabbos. Heter number one, that the Shulchan Aruch brings it by us, Simen Shin Vav Siv Dalad, Ubebir, how the Mishnah Berurah explains it. For example, you hire somebody to daven for the Amid Chazan on Shabbos, and you're paying him, it's Schar Shabbos. So the halach is, it's mutter. The reason why it's mutter is because of mitzvah. That's the first heter. Mitzvah. For a dvar mitzvah, it's mutter. Oh, 1 second, we'll get it. Very good. The Noid Behuda brings this heter, legabe, a mikvah, to charge on Shabbos. And he says, because it's a dvar mitzvah, Al Kapan is talking about a mikvah's noshim, but he's like, so he's talking to Noid Behuda. Lamaisa, like you're saying, very good. It's Einu Roya Simen Bracha, means it's mutter, but at the end of the day, what do you gain by the person being a chaz on Shabbos? He's taking money. It's Einu Roya Simen Bracha. So that's Taka, Rav Vozin Taka says, that's why Lamashal Denoy de Behuda in the case by a mikvah brings another heter, and that's the heter we're going to see about Havla, which we'll go into now. But Al Kapan, the first heter for Schar Shabbos is Ba'ofen Mitzvah. This is not the only example. These other cases, being a Baal Tekeya, being a Baal Koira, all these are heterim to get to take the money on Shabbos when you're not selling something, it's a Schar Shabbos. However, Einu Roya Simen Bracha. There's another heter of Avla, which is maybe this is even really the first heter. If you rent out an apartment just for Shabbos and you take money for that, that's called Schar Shabbos. However, if you rent it out from Friday afternoon to Sunday for the weekend, and Mimela, when you're charging, you're not only charging for Shabbos, you're charging also for the weekday. But Chai Gavin, it's mutter, you're taking money for Shabbos. But you're taking that money, it's Bahavla, with the money that you're charging for Friday, for Sunday, Mimela, it's mutter. Agav, but this is very important to bring out. This Havla is not the pshat is, it's not a shtick that it's Eichatim, so how to take the money. Lamashal, you're not allowed to sell Peirush Shvius, and therefore, Mashmiti, you're not allowed to sell the Esrik Shal Shvius. You could sell the Lulav, and with the Lulav, give him along an Esrik. But if you sell the Lulav for $700 when it's usually sold for $150, and then Agav, you give him Matana the Esrik, that's not the right Havla. I'm not going into Hilchas Dalet Minim. Over there, the Havla means that when you're selling him the Lulav, you also include the Esrik. Here, the idea of Avla just means that you're not only giving money for Schar Shabbos, but often that you're also giving other money, even if it's a little bit. Meaning to say is, a daily rental is $400, and because you're coming from Friday afternoon to Matzah Shabbos, it's $450. So it's not the Pshat, because I'm charging for Friday and Matzah Shabbos, and I'm sneaking into Shabbos. The word is Bahavla, if there's also monies not from Shabbos, it's mutter. Yeah. The word more is maybe is some of the poskim say the reason is what you say? Why is it not nicker? It's lechayre ganz fine nicker. Some of the poskim say the reason is because I don't understand it fully. That's I wasn't gonna say it, but if you that once you The gzeir is atu mecha chamemka that you're going to write, but if you're already doing it with shel choyl, you're already going to write it b'choyl. I'm not sure why we're not choyshish, you'll write on Shabbos. But it's hard, what you're saying, einoy nikker, I'm not sure if I understand it. I'm not sure. If you give it, if you have an extra, we're going to go into more tziurim also, but if the So it's not nicker that you, it's Schar Shabbos. I mean, if. There's another. So good. So this is all very good, Bahavla, when you rent somebody an apartment or you rent the guy a car for Shabbos, but he has it for an hour before Shabbos, so Mamela Bahavla, it's mutter. what would be, let's say, let's take the example of the mikveh. How could the mikveh charge on Shabbos? If you say mitzvah, but it's a neroyah sima bracha, havlah, it's not the pshat as you come on Friday and we're charging for Friday for Shabbos. If you go to the mikveh on Shabbos, just on Shabbos, they charge you for the mikveh. So what kind of, where's the havlah? Narvos, what'd say? Oh, very good. So Narvos is mavur and the poiskim elf l'choshleim, and the other poiskim say that these, these are havlo also for the expense. Like you said, the towel, and even the cleaning expense also. In other words, if you're not charging the whole $2 or $5, whatever they charge, just for the hishtamshis, in other words, it's not just schar Shabbos. It's also because it's costing me to operate the mikvah, have bills. It's heating the water, it's the towels, it's the cleaning. So when I'm charging the $5, part of the $5 is also haitzais. So memele, the schar Shabbos is mixed with the haitzais of elitz butter. Klar.
I call the mikvah at Bar Park and ask him if he charges me. He get all insulted. He's like, what? I charge on Shabbos? The mikvah get all insulted. I heard he does. He all insulted. I'm like, he hasn't saying that he charges officially on Shabbos.
So these
men... he didn't want to rely...
I hear. Lamaisa is like this. Many mikvahs clearly write that these are price. Erev Shabbos, let's say, is $5. And then they write, Shabbos is $2. They charge. So the our mitzvah, I mean, is it a mitzvah Shabbos morning? The Ikar HaPoskim was speaking about more, the Chayvas Tvila Lanasha, but here, Al Tzavlo, it's mutter. Havlo, it's mutter. And Mamela, I don't think anyone argues. Lamaisa, these are Havlo of Doit Sois.
Is the Pshat you're charging just Doit Sois, or you're also Doit Sois?
No.
Every business has it. That's a business. You buy and sell and make profit. Every business has to have expenses, which cost, and then make profit. If the head is going to be only Doit Sois, or also Doit
Sois? So, first of all, when you say every business has Doit Sois, so let's the Emerson. They're really miskasha on this that we spoke about, the hotel room, that these have law because you're an hour before. Really, even if you take a just for Shabbos, some place is going to say, lehedi, it's mutter. And the reason why it's mutter is because, first of all, Rabbi Tzion Abishol has a whole tshuva about it. He says that, first of all, if you go to a hotel that gives food, so for shteitzach these hotels, you're paying for the food, that you're allowed to pay even the food that you get on Shabbos. But even not that. So they have to chveis, wash the linen, the chadoyma, and the chanami. But when you're saying every business, the expense of what's going on Shabbos. Of course, if you have a car rental, so I had to buy the car. But if it doesn't cost me anything when you rent it, that also could be the reason. If afterwards you have to clean the car, so that's vital. These itzoyes. But Lulu said he's no itzoyes bechlal, like the case in the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Mevav with the oven. You give the oven to a guy. For Shabbos, Lo Yitzur is no Hitzoyis. The oven is the way it is. Nothing changed. So B'chai Gavna, it wouldn't be Mutter unless you include also a little bit of a rental from before Shabbos.
Saying a worker, that's the
very good. That's the case in Shulchan Aruch. Oh. So Taka, that the heter for somebody a shomer to pay a shomer, so. It's only mutter, but havlo, the Ainu, if he's not only watching for Shabbos, he's watching for a few more days. The case of the Shulchan Aruch is for the week, which, by the way, it's very important to note. I think the Mishmur spells it out clearly. Avada, if you're going to, let's say, give him the room, the hotel room, or a car rental, and it's a daily rate, so even if it's for the whole week, it doesn't help that you're giving it to him for the week. That's not havlo. If it's $700 for the week and it's $100 a day, it's aser. Because the $100 of Shabbos is Schar Shabbos. It's only Avlo, the pshat is, if you give it to him from Friday afternoon till Sunday, it's $400 when usually it would have been $350. You give him a weekly rate of Echveisvos and the Mela Shabbos is included. That's Avlo. Again, lav dafka because we're tricking that when we're making believe like we're not charging for Shabbos, but it's muvla, as opposed to if you give somebody, even this shomer, you're paying him for the week. But the way you're paying him for the week is $100 a day. It's awesome. That's how we began off with interest from a bank. We're going to get to it soon, Be'ez Hashem, trying to go organize. But there also, even if the bank gives you once a month the interest, but if they calculate per day, so the day of Shabbos is Schar Shabbos. I don't care if they give it to you in a check per month, they wire it into your bank account, but they're giving you per day. What'd say? Oh, we'll get there. Good, good. That's another way to cheshbon. So what do we have so far? Just to be masuda. We spoke about for mitzvah, it's mutter, but ain't a royasim and bracha. We also spoke about havla, two types of havla. Either havla that you're not only charging for Shabbos, or if you're only charging for Shabbos, but al kaponim, these other haitzahs. Let's just go to another example, a chazan. To pay a chazan, bali yom neroim. You pay the bali tefillah yom neroim. But lamaisa ain't a royasim and bracha. So for this, these vayter eitz of havla, to have him daven, let's say the first night slichas. So that's havla. You're paying him for a package. Side of daven Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, but including that also is to daven the first night of slichas. What'd say? So the emes is, I didn't see that anyone says that would be the heter. I'll tell you, Lamaisa, I'm paying the Baal Tefillah to prepare. I'm not paying him to prepare. I'm paying him to daven. Grada, you want to daven well, you have to prepare. What'd say? He has to prepare. I'm not paying. I'm paying you to prepare. Do prepare. Don't prepare. If you know how to daven, come and daven. Adar, if you find the Mar Mokum that says that would talk to be murdered. So let's go weiter. Legabi Rosh Hashanah, so he could daven slichas. But Dr. Shleim Zalman, to have him daven epis to come a week before and a daven epis a mincha, that's not called avla, because you never pay somebody to stam daven a mincha. Something slichas is weird shaykh. The same thing is negeya for Baal Tekeya. For Baal Tekeya also, to pay a Baal Tekeya. So you pay a Baal Tekeya, ain't a roya sim and bracha. So Elamai what? You're going to tell him to come one day before to blow? Unless you tell him to come, I want to pay you also to come, the gans elol. What? Gans elol, but for one day? No one pays a person to come for one day in El. But let's see maybe these other Ifani heter as well also. But interesting, if anybody has a maramakam for that the practice is included, you're paying for the practice, Bali Koira is the same thing.
What does this shul do about Dr. Kaya? You
don't mean what we did. You want to know what we're going to do? Let's see, Taka, after the Shia, we'll Taka see what's the Ifanim. Lamaisa, here's the thing like this. There's an Isser also for the Noisin to give Schar Shabbos. Here it's not applicable anymore because it's Mutter. It's Shulchan Aruch, it's Mutter, it's a Dvar Mitzvah. However, the one who's taking the money is Eidi Roy Sema Bracha, so why is he doing it? So we, Be'etzim, we could continue doing, paying them. Lamaisa, Lagabe, them, Taka, if they ain't a Roy Sima Bracha. Okay, I hope the Balakoira, then they're going to knock it to come. We'll have to figure out for them also. No, but we're saying, Lutzer, they come, but let's be Mamshach, we'll see, could be these more Oifane Heta that'll be applicable to this as well. Going right back into Havla, we spoke about Havla, we saw two types of Havla. One Havla is, you include also the day before. And then there's another type of havla, but even with these hoitzois. So we mentioned the case of interest. You have money in the bank. You're not allowed to take money, hoitzois Shabbos, even from a goy. So you have money in the bank. Now the interest rates are up, and it's, you know, it's more than one penny a year. So the etzim, the izepis that's coming in over here on Shabbos, so what's the heter? Lamaisa, Schar Shabbos. It's Klor Schar Shabbos. Zoktra Moshe Natshuva, that it's butter. Why? because the way how the banks calculate, they pay per day, but the way they calculate is from midnight to midnight. So Mamela what? So Mamela, let's say it starts from Friday night, midnight, to Matzah Shabbos, midnight. So come to Chos, he's already sometime after Shabbos also that they're giving you interest. So that's Avla. It's Avla. It's not just Shabbos, it's also after Shabbos. Oh, very good, very good. Shabbos Yom Tov Taka. Dr. Moshe would be a problem. Shabbos and Yom Tov. See, granted, we're going to leave out for now 2 days Yom Tov, but let's go regular Shabbos and Yom Tov. Either Friday is Yom Tov and Shabbos, or Shabbos and Sunday. Both could happen. So come to Chos, it's definitely a 24-hour period from midnight to midnight that's either just Shabbos or Yom Tov, which Dr. Moshe Taka would be awesome. And that little bit, you should make a chesh when he says you should give it to tzedakah. However, there's another tshuvas Rav Moshe that Rav Moshe says that could be, it's a tshuva, I'm saying over the Rosh HaProkim, but he says that it could be even when it's 2 days it's mutter. And he says like this, the bank will never take your money for 1 day. If you tell them you want to put it in for 1 day, they're not going to take it. They take it, even if you don't put it in a CD, but when you give it, they're taking it long term. Hayos, it's long term, it's like for the week, for the month, for the year, which Dr. Shulchan Aruch, it's mutter. And then he tells too the same ideas also. Someone owns a nursing home. So how does he charge? The same thing as like a hotel, but here at Mama Shtel's Achais, it's per night, per bed, per patient. The state, the government gives money. So it's also, what's the heter? What's the heter? It's Schar Shabbos. It's Chloro Schar Shabbos. So Dr. Moshe, if you have a patient just for one night, that's not where they pay. It's only when it's the, when the patient's there for a while. So that's right there. That's Havla. Oh, Lamaisa, in the tshuva himself, at least he's bothered by the bank. By the nursing home, he says that, I didn't understand clearly by the nursing home, but by the bank, he's meskashi. He says, it's true the bank's not going to take your money just for 1 day. That, let's say even minimum 3 months. But Lamaisa, once they take it, they calculate it per day. Like Witaka says, very good. Even when the Shulchan Aruch says that you could do it per week, it's only if there's a weekly rate, but if Luyitzur it's per week, and every day you get paid per day, that's vayta schar Shabbos. It doesn't make a difference when they give it to you. What is it?
But if you take it out, let's say, middle of the month, they would still
do it. I don't know. I don't know how the banks work. I don't know. I don't know. But even if they do or they don't, Lamaisa, at the end of the day, if you have it there for a month, and when they gave it to you for the month, they gave you $5 because they calculated per day. So it means they're giving you clearly per the day of Shabbos also. If what's that?
Is the hector that it gets per day, but it has to be for the week. But Allah seems to say that even though it's per day, but it's a Baal Bayis could not be chosen.
If you have to keep it in. So he's saying, let's say if
he's... Could be. A nurse will maybe, no one's taking a patient for 1 day. Could be. That example. Maybe that's in the law. It's really... But things will take 1 day. You could practically do it. I don't think
You're saying, Luyitzur, Alpita Bir Alocha, let's say if a person puts in the money in a CD that it's clearly stuck there for a while, then you'll be able to rely on that heter. It's interesting, the Menchas Yitzchak brings this with the bank, and then he's the ribbis, the interest, and then he says, and Tassant, he starts off the tshuva, he says, but if you use this money, let's say, to marry off your kids, then it's a dvar mitzvah, then it's mutter. The other head. Let's move along now. A couple of more heterim. This heter, you have to really know how to use the heter. But the heter, the marshag, brings, Shlomo Zalman works with the heter. It's not clear, but Al Kaponim, the heter is if it's prepaid. Hayois, at least in certain cases, when you prepay something, even if you don't end up using it, taking it, showing up, you lose the money in Hilchas Chayshe Mishpat. So come to Chayshe, it's not Tzchar Shabbos. I got the money already before. You rent the apartment only on Shabbos, and there's no other itzois, there's no avlos, nothing. I got the money ready. Even if you don't show up, you're not getting back the money. So I already was marviach before Shabbos. Tan lechach and the Yosef Lekach, you have to be ma'ayim more. This would be mamash, simple like anything. Anytime, any shail of anything, schar Shabbos, if you prepay. But al kaponim, that's the marshaga heter. Another heter the Mishnah Berurah brings, which is not always so easy to use, is if you don't make up the amount before. But we'll soon see it's you could if you don't make up the amount before. The etzem it is negeya. The mashal a moil doesn't charge. The maisa people give money for the mila, but there's no money made up before. If you don't make up a price before. There's a price that the people say what the price is, what people give. But if a person doesn't give that price, there's no, you're going to tell them that's not the price. But klar, there's a heter, ba'oifen, zok the Mishnah Berurah, ba'oifen that you didn't make up before. It's negeya shtekel bali tekeya sometimes also. Sometimes bali tekeya blow, because it's a schus to blow. And lamaisa afterwards, they get a check for being a bali tekeya. So that also does not go into schar Shabbos. Always practical because if somebody's doing a job or going to some other hechatimtzes, it's not so practical not to make up before. But sometimes you're doing it because you're doing it because you're doing it. And lamaisa, you get money for it also. Just to, I want to conclude very bekitzer.
I didn't pay them well, even though it was on Shabbos.
What do you think I mentioned it over here? Chas v'sham, it's a schus for Emerson. Ah. The next hechatemtza, the next heter, is let's say a roife or a doula, which is very negeya, to help out a midwife, yeah, a labor coach, midwife. You call them on Shabbos to come, and they come. And they come. So what? So that's all. That be'etzem also would be schar Shabbos. So there is a heter of pekuch nefesh. It's a side heter. Could be even just like it's pekuch nefesh is doicha Shabbos. Of course, it's doicha also schar Shabbos. But al kaponim, it's mutter. For a doctor also, in Orchis Rabbeinu, they bring that disciples said, head, you have to make sure to pay. I just want to conclude Be'ikr with one case. A babysitter on Shabbos. I think that's, you know, like a big one. And Lamaisa, that's Schar Shabbos. So how do you give a chanetza? What's the heter? A pibashis, it's not a mitzvah. I mean, what's the heter? So L'chair is like this. If this is a babysitter that you call her to come Friday or Matzah Shabbos or Tuesday, but not that you pay per hour, because if you're going to call her to come Thursday, and she was 2 hours Thursday, and 8 hours Shabbos, and then you're paying her per hour, so you didn't gain anything. But let's say you tell her, listen, I need your help. Come Shabbos for a few hours, come Thursday for a half hour, and I'm paying you that amount, kach v'kach, that would be mutter. That's havla. I saw someone bring the same like we saw about the hoitzois. If she buys arts and crafts or snacks or candy or nash, that would also be the. I think it brings such a tzad that lamaisa. That's also the havla. You have to reimburse her for that. That once you're giving her the hitzoyis, you give her all the money. And lastly, and with this I'm going to conclude. Lastly, in another oifin shel heter, the be'er moshe that Debetzina Rav brings, others also. Basically, there's also a heter, which is if you give the person a matana. Avada, if you ask somebody to do a service for you on Shabbos, and he charges $50 and you give him $50 of matana, that's a joke. That's paying schar Shabbos. However, if you have a babysitter, you call the babysitter. Be'etzim, the going rate, it's very interesting, and in the tshuva he writes, the going rate is $1 an hour. Let's say, whatever the going rate, the marshal now is $10 an hour, and you call the babysitter for 5 hours, and you add on money, so not the pshat is that you're adding on money, so these have law with other money. When you add our money, so come to chayis now, instead of the $50, you give him, let's say, $60, so it's begeder matana and it's mutter. Let me just read the lashon. I thought so also, that it's you're also giving a matana. I thought the same also, that you're paying, besides what you're paying, you're also adding on a matana. That would make things like simple always. You hire whatever you're doing, schar Shabbos, you add on a few dollars. It seems like the whole thing becomes matana, small. Yesh mokum lahatir b'matana v'darki loim. He says, if let's say it's a dollar an hour, and she's watching, babysitter's watching for 3 hours, so he says, yitain $3.30 and 3 dimes, b'toyrus matana. So what does he mean? He means just the extra is a matana, it's avlo, or just means that now the whole thing is a matana. But al kaponim, that would be a oifen of heter. So just to be messiah and be mesakim, these many cases, we didn't get to a lot of cases also, but the ikir heterim are havlo, the two types of avlo. We saw matana, we saw sometimes if you prepay, it could be a heter. But these are all heterim in when the chachamim asered the Schar Shabbos, Bechai Gavin, and these examples will be mutter.